It's time for the Farm to Table segment on WJBC and WJBC.com. We're joined by Bridget Caldwell, who is the Ag in the Classroom Coordinator. Welcome to the show, Bridget.
Thank you.
First of all, can we learn a little bit about your background?
I've been a teacher in Unit 5 here for about 32 years and retired 3 years ago. This is my fourth year being the Ag Literacy Coordinator for McLean County Fair.
So what is your role as McLean County Fair Ag in the Classroom Coordinator? What do you do?
Well, what I do is I help teachers get lessons that give them hands-on activities and nonfiction as well as fiction reading material, but we really focus on the nonfiction, but so the kids can have hands-on activities to help them get excited about what's going on with agriculture and connecting it to their everyday life.
Yeah, Ag in the Classroom is something that's become quite popular. A lot of people know about it, but could you explain it a little more? I know it's a nationwide program, and it's done right here in Illinois as well.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We have the Illinois Ag in the Classroom right here at the IAA building, and we do a lot of hands-on checkout systems supporting teachers, and we do teacher training. We do career ed fairs for junior high kids. Science fairs. I'm involved with a STEAM fair this year out at Stevenson Elementary, but I've also done science fairs with Grove Elementary and Benjamin Elementary. So willing to coordinate any way we can with teachers to help them with activities and reading materials.
And the goal here, can you explain what the ultimate goal is for Ag in the Classroom?
We really just want kids to make connections about where their food comes from and how that all this farmland around McLean County is touching their lives, especially like with all the windmill farms going in, with the pollinator issues, helping them to be educated, to understand that more, with where their food comes as far as we had a teacher institute this summer, and we get a lot of questions about how the animals are being treated, whether there's hormones in food, of which so much of it is not accurate. I work a lot with Hy-Vee Store with Stephanie and Dawn. They're nutritionalists, helping teachers and adults, just even though we do moms from Chicago along with the Illinois Farm Bureau, to help them understand where their food's really coming in from and how safe it really is.
And when you put together lesson plans for Ag in the Classroom, it correlates with the learning standards that have been set up.
We are really, I'm very lucky because the Illinois Ag in the Classroom has really much done most of the work for me, but they connect it to all the Common Core state standards. We're working on the next generation, and many of them are already connected. I'm working with specifically the Unit 5 teachers, and the Bloomington teachers have come on board to let me know what are their new goals that they're being asked to work on for this next year. And one of the things is there's going to be a lot on the soil and on water and on cover crops. So we're really working to get some of those top topics, those new topics and activities and reading material so the kids can really read good sources and find the answers out for themselves.
Well, and as we talk about resources for the teachers that they can include in their lesson plans and activities, what are some of those things that are being offered to teachers?
We have quite a great assortment of literature books, as well as fiction, as well as nonfiction. We have an array of what's called Ag Mags, which the teachers can get to have hands, that ones that the children can hold in their hands, the paper product, but they're also online with many interactive activities on those Ag Mags. And then there's Terra Novas, which are a little bit higher level, use a lot of the Common Core standards of vocabulary, timelines, graphs that they need for the mathematics. So there's a connection there, which is the new STEM. So that it makes it easy for the teachers to have it right there without any money, actually, because they are online or I can bring them the products.
And also, there is some grant money available for teachers that want to take advantage of it. Is that right?
Yes, there is. We have a couple of them. One is coming up to an end here October 1st, but if teachers go to Illinois Ag in the Classroom, there are grants for ag-related books that are just wonderful, all the way from junior high and high school down to the preschoolers, that are from soil and water, reading by design, literature circles, pumpkins and apples, quite a different variety. And those are due October 1st, as well as just a teacher project one that's, I believe, for $300. But then the McLean County Farm Bureau also has one that is for the, we're really trying to get into middle schools and high school. And there's one for 6th through 12th grade educators, and the categories are biotechnology, plant and soil nutrition, as well as family and consumer science. And these deadlines for the 6th through 12th graders are October 15th.
Let me
so give that a little bit more time to work on that.
Oh, sure. And let me give those addresses for the grant that is due October 1st. That is agintheclassroom.org. And for the one that's due on the 15th through the McLean County Farm Bureau Foundation Ag Science Grants, that is mcfb.org/grants. And Bridget, I want to tell you that I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to witness a Ag in the Classroom event where kids learned down to the very plant how their pizza is made, and just to see their faces light up and have that understanding makes me feel that we're doing more today than ever to help kids understand where their food comes from.
Well, and that's what we're hoping to do. There's a lot of organizations working together out there. The Children's Museum has a wonderful ag program. Raiders has worked with us on that and with McLean County Farm Bureau. And I believe there's even the Historical Museum is working on an agriculture display. So we really, as educators in the area, try to work together for the good of the kids as well as their parents to help them understand where their food's coming from and just how agriculture does touch their lives every day.
It's all part of Ag in the Classroom. Bridget Caldwell is our guest today, Ag in the Classroom coordinator, and this has been the Farm to Table segment. Bridget, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Tara. I look forward to talking to you again soon.